Next in line, Professor Fritsch.
Avdushkin?
Hello, Alexander Avdushkin, ITEP Moscow. I wanted to ask you about the relation on quark masses that you showed. Maybe you mentioned it in your talk, but probably I missed. But I wonder, do you know of something that may lay behind this relation? I mean, maybe some symmetry or so.
No, I mean, I explained what is behind the relation. It's just this texture zero in the mass matrix. And then you get this relationship between the angle and the mass ratio, the square root, in lowest approximation. And one problem which arises is that the quark masses are not, they depend on the scale. Quark masses cannot be physically measured. They depend on the scale, since they are subject to confinement. But in lowest approximation, ratios do not depend on the scale. In higher, they do, however. And these texture zero relations come from the symmetry which is related to grand unification at very high energies, 10 to the 16 GeV about. And then you have to extrapolate them. The effect, however, is very small and smaller than the experimental error. So I didn't mention it, it's not so relevant. But anyway, the basic is the texture zero.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other question? Okay, yes, Julian Markowski.
Sure. Just have to push the button.
Hi, I'm Piotr Dunin-Barkowski from ITEP Moscow. So how is what do you have for tau neutrinos related to the results of OPERA experiment?
You mean the OPERA?
I mean the OPERA experiment from Grand Sasso. So how what do you get for tau neutrinos, the angle and the of mixing for tau neutrinos, how is it related to results which we get from OPERA experiment?
No, but the OPERA experiment is less precise than the experiments I mentioned, like in Kamioka, the Sudbury experiment. But OPERA is consistent, so I see no problem here. It's all fine. I gave the experimental values for the mixing angles, and they all agree with everything. So that seems to be okay.
Professor Toft?
Yeah, I have one question. Can you explain in a few words, if possible, how this textual zero comes about in SO10 and not in SU5? Or rather,
no,
what's
in
the SO10, what's the SO10 mechanism?
In SO10, the symmetry breaking is arranged by multiplets of SO10. 16 representation plays a role, for example, here. And if the 16 representation is not present, you get the texture zero. It's just the absence of a representation. If you include all the also 16, then the texture zero disappears. It's just the absence. In SU5, things are more complicated, and in fact, I don't know too much about the SU5, but as far as I know, you cannot get any texture zeros, naturally. Tannenbaum has a question.
Mike Tannenbaum. So when you showed the mass of the charm or the mass of the top was 1 over 207, it flashed through my mind, isn't that the same as the E to mu ratio. And
yeah, mass. It's about the same.
So then why did you change the electron mass?
Well, if you don't know.
To make it work mystery. With the tau.
It's a mystery. But the mu, the tau to mu is the same as for the quarks. That's really true. It's probably an accident. I don't see there is a big... Nobody has understood these relations. I didn't understand them. It's just a curious explanation. And the electron, it would be better if in nature the electron would have a mass of 5 MeV, then things would be very simple. But then probably we would not exist. The whole world would be different. We probably would not exist.
I asked already this morning about the texture zero in the seesaw. Perhaps you could answer the question as you suggest.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. Minkowski should know better.
If I may.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to interpret, however, the zeros in the full texture. That's not the zero that I will explain. There are four zeros in this texture. I know nothing about them. But the statement in SO10 is the simplest. The neutrinos are one in 16 representations. And 16 times 16, which is the mass term, is a 10 and a 26 in the symmetric case. You assume in the seesaw, at least I assume, that they are in the 10, the scalars, right? The scalars are only in the 10. And then the neutrino symmetric mass matrices are not in the 10. They are outside the 10. If you assume that the scalars form also the other representation, then there is no texture.
Okay. So it is an assumption, in a way, the appearance of this texture zero. That's at least what I understand from his answer. Okay, thanks.
Well, then we can go on to Wenninger.
Then we thank the speaker again.